The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So yesterday, a married lesbian couple announced in a news conference that they would be suing the Trump administration, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, and the Department of Social Services over the religious exemption granted to Miracle Hill Ministries earlier this year that allows the organization to exclude prospective foster parents who aren't evangelical Protestant Christians or don't meet the organization's religious policies, including same-sex couples. This couple in Greenville, they're married. They have two daughters, and they say that their application to foster through Miracle Hill in Greenville was rejected based on the criteria that Miracle Hill uses. Miss Edens at a news conference yesterday said that all kinds of kids are in need of fostering. Look, we all can agree to that. There's a big need. There are thousands of kids who need homes in South Carolina. And this is where what I don't quite understand with this argument is you have groups like Miracle Hill providing homes for these. So why not go someplace else if maybe your lifestyle or a religion or whatever isn't a good fit with an organization. So I wanted to talk with Sandy Furnell, Director of Communications and Public Relations with Miracle Hill, for a few minutes. Sandy is on the 94.5 The Answer guest line. Welcome in this morning.
Good morning, Joey. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for spending a few minutes of your time, and thank you for what Miracle Hill does in the upstate community here. And even though you guys are not a direct party in this federal lawsuit, it can't be comforting to hear Miracle Hill named in some of the news coverage in any sentence referencing a federal lawsuit. Osceola, let's talk for a minute about your response.
Yeah, we were truly saddened yesterday to hear this news because, you know, Miracle Hill for a long time has been serving the state's foster children. Our foster care program has been around since 1988. And of course, as a Christian foster agency, it's definitely our faith that compels us, motivates us, and informs how we do this ministry to children in need. And, you know, last year alone, we served 400 children in the foster care system. And, you know, as a Christian agency, we're uniquely qualified to be able to go out and recruit like-minded folks who share the same mission that we do. We know that foster parents are in positions of spiritual influence, and so as part of our ministry, we think this is a wonderful opportunity to minister to children. So it definitely saddened us yesterday to hear that we're being attacked in this way because, you know, foster agencies like Miracle Hill greatly increase the pool of foster homes that are available to help children. And that's really what it's all about. You know, it is definitely in the best interest of the state's children to have as many unique foster agencies as possible because we know that DSS is always there. They're always available to license any qualified applicant. So that's always an option. But to have additional agencies available that can uniquely recruit within various communities in our state is hugely valuable.
Of course it is. Now, let's back up a minute. You said you guys have served 400 this past year?
That's right. Last fiscal year, we served 400 children in foster care.
Wow.
We currently have, we have over 200 families that are serving with us, that are ministering with us. And so it's a tremendous opportunity to serve vulnerable children.
And so help me understand this, Sandy, because I read some of the coverage of this yesterday. I received the news release from a couple of these groups that are involved in this. Susan Dunn, she's legal director of the ACLU of South Carolina. And she says, and this is a quote from her, that the state is turning its back on 4,600 children in care. Now, my question is this. All right, so if Miracle Hill goes away, let's say that you guys just got frustrated. I know you won't because I know what kind of people and what kind of program you have. But let's just, in theory, let's say you guys thought, you know, we're tired of the fight. We're going to just stop being a part of the foster care program. Then that means that 200, 300, 400, whatever the number happens to be at that time, less children are going to be served, right?
That's right. It's actually not accurate to say that the state is turning its back on children because of other foster care agencies. The truth is, these foster care agencies add to the pool of available foster homes. In fact, the Department of Social Services has said that we, Miracle Hill, we're a valued partner in this crisis, because it truly is a crisis in our state. And so we need more, not fewer, organizations that are serving vulnerable children. And, you know, I think the argument that, you know, people don't have a choice, that's just not true, because they do. There are definitely many faith-based organizations and other nonprofit private organizations here in the upstate that can serve families. And as I mentioned, always the Department of Social Services is available to assist anyone who wants to take that foster care journey. And it is a journey. It's difficult to be a foster parent. And that's why we believe, as a Christian organization, that we're in a unique position to help people, because people who are like-minded, they want the support of a Christian organization. And we're there to support them through that journey, which helps them to be more successful. And that's ultimately what we all want. We want parents to be successful in their foster care journey so that these children will be able to remain in a stable home and not be shifted from place to place, which causes more trauma to these children. So having unique agencies that can recruit within specific communities is very valuable to our state and to the state's children.
Of course it is. And again, I applaud what you guys do at Miracle Hill. And it's my understanding, and just some, again, what I read from this news conference yesterday, I was not there. I have not met Ms. Welch and Ms. Rogers, but were you aware that they had applied? And it's my understanding that you guys, anytime someone is just not a good fit for your particular program, that you help them, you refer them to other agencies, and you did this with them, right?
Absolutely. When they applied and when we realized that they were not in agreement with our doctrinal statement, we definitely referred them to several other agencies. We gave them that information. We also told them that about DSS as being an option for them. And we also encouraged them that, you know, if they would like to serve with Miracle Hill in some other way, we would welcome them to do that. You know, Miracle Hill has been around since 1937, serving the homeless here in the upstate and those who are recovering from addiction. And, you know, we welcome volunteers from all persuasions to be able to come and serve with us. But, of course, when it comes to positions of spiritual influence, we certainly want to partner with people who are like-minded, who agree with our beliefs. But we have places for all people to serve in our ministry. And so we encourage these women to do that if they would like to serve with us in some other way.
Yeah. And back in earlier in the year when the Administration of Children and Families, part of the Department of HHS, that was part of their waiver. And I'm going to read their quote. It said, "The government should not be in the business of forcing foster care providers to close their doors because of their faith. Religious freedom is a fundamental human right." And that's what we're talking about here is Miracle Hill's religious freedom.
Right. And, you know, if Miracle Hill were the only provider, then, of course, I think there would be some validity to an argument. But we're not. We're not the only provider. As a faith-based provider, we're simply adding to the pool. We're simply helping to increase the number of options that are available.
And that's exactly what you do, and you do it well. Thank you, Sandy Purnell. Go to MiracleHill.org, MiracleHill.org. Give generously for this wonderful organization here in the upstate of South Carolina. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Sandy Purnell, Director of Communications, Public Relations with Miracle Hill. Go to MiracleHill.org. Help this organization. Again, they're not a party to this, although they're named, and it's all about their religious freedoms. And again, that's what frustrates me, is when you have these groups who want to be inclusive, they want to involve everybody. They just don't want to involve those who share a Christian faith.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.